This is Joan Ruston on behalf of Penistone FM, and I'm chatting with Nurse Shirley Gibson about diabetes and her journey in diabetes. Not about being a nurse, but about her gestational diabetes. Hello, Shirley. Thank you for chatting to me.
Nice to have talking to you, and thank you for having me.
We chatted a little before starting this interview. Could you explain how your diabetes came about, please?
My diabetes is when I was pregnant, and it was when I was 6 months pregnant, I was diagnosed with gestational diabetes. From that, my understanding, obviously being a nurse, you think that you know it all, but it's unfortunately that's not the case. And it's like I had my beautiful son, and then in my assumption, that's diabetes has gone away, because from 6 months up until he was born, I was on insulin because of the gestational diabetes. And then I didn't look after myself, to be honest, and just eaten anything and everything. And I'm thinking, blaming on my child, because when you get pregnant and then you get delivery, that's all the tummy getting high, and I was getting tired and I was thirsty. All those typical symptoms of diabetes was in front of me, but either I was in a form of denial, or I just didn't think it would happen to me. I was 30. It didn't happen. And then one point when I was at work, I was working in an acute setting, and I was really tired, and I was just there. Let me check my blood sugar. I was at work, finishing work, and the glucometer, I still remember, was bleeping on me and saying hi. So I thought, oh, okay, I need to go back to my GP. So it's kind of the story. Yes, they put me on metformin and all sorts of tablets, and it was really high. And still, I kind of maintained in a way my HbA1c range from anywhere between 40 to 60. So GPs kind of said that was okay. And I carried on for a long, life went along with it. And then by 2018, I think when I went for one of my diabetes review, they kind of said to me, it's creeping up, it's going to 70, 80, 90. So it's kind of creeping up. And I was always on denial. 2018, GP had this conversation, said we need to speak about insulin. So that, I think that was my point in my life. I just thought, you know what, my son is, you know, I mean, I'm my parents, and I lost my dad, 64, with all sorts of cardiovascular illness and things like that. So I should know it better. My mother had a bypass. So it's kind of, it runs in the family. So at that point, I just said 2018, I think I had a wake up call, and I told GP, I remember him telling, give me 6 months, I'll come back. Let's talk then. So within that period, that's when I started to look at my lifestyle. I used to skip breakfast meals. I hardly drank any water. I thought I was allergic to exercise. I loved cooking. Main changes I did was in my nutrition. I looked into my nutrition, what I'm eating and drinking. Fitness Pal app I downloaded. So I started Herbalife, a nutritional drink. I started to have that for my breakfast. I started to learn how nutrition is affecting my body. So that's a big thing I've done in my journey. I just looked after my nutrition. I did give my body what is really good with the fresh ingredients. And then water, it was really hard because I never drank water before. So it's kind of introducing that water. Then exercise, as I said, I genuinely thought I was allergic to exercise. So I started to walk every day. And then I thought, I'm going to couch to 5K, try the couch to 5K. I started, oh my God, I still remember the first 1 minute run in that. I genuinely nearly called 999 because I thought I was dying. But I did it. I did completed my couch to 5K. I could run 5K in 30 minutes. That was my biggest achievement. I don't like running. I like walking. So I have kind of ticked the box off of running. And now I do regular gyms as well, walks in gyms. So it's kind of that. Yes, I am diabetic, but that don't define me. It's kind of little changes if you can do into your life as a lifestyle, rather than thinking, I'm going on a diet, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. It's too much. I know what I can do on a daily basis, and I have to do it for me, not for anybody else, not for anything. It's a lifestyle change. It's for you. You are doing it.
What a great story, Shirley. And thank you for chatting to me. This is Joan Ruston on behalf of Penistone FM, chatting to Shirley Gibson, nurse and gestational diabetes patient.